Hello, my name's Sarah Thornton and I'm Artistic Director with Collective Encounters. I'd like to thank you for downloading this podcast of David Clegg speaking at the launch of our Arts and Dementia project Live and Learn. I hope you enjoy listening.
Hello, thank you for inviting me. I'm not used to standing behind lecterns. I can't do that, so I wander about, so you're going to have to just get used to it. Okay. How many people here are from the arts, and how many are from care? So, can I do the arts first? How many from arts? Absolutely brilliant. Thank God for that. Okay. Just like to say at the beginning, before I get into describing the work that I do, is that I have quite a strange background for somebody who's spent 12 years now, working in care settings. I was a sculptor. I studied sculpture at Chelsea School of Art. I went to Manchester, truly the worst place in the world. But I spent 5 years in Manchester. I spent 5 years in Manchester and never got dry. Moved to London, studied sculpture, set up my own gallery right in the middle of Brit Art, was really connected with all that kind of stuff, and became a bit demoralised by this endless procession of artists bringing really quite duff and uninteresting work into my gallery and asking me to exhibit it. And one day, I was walking down Victoria Street in London, and there was a little sign in the job centre window, which I don't know why I even stopped, and it was right at Age UK, Age Concerners was. And it basically said, we want a creative person to come into one of our day centres and do arts and crafts with a few baffled old ladies. And I thought, what's the worst that can happen? So I trundled along, and as soon as I got there, I realised in typical Age Concern fashion, by the time I was interviewed, the job had actually changed. And it had become an outreach job, and not only was I now, within one day of getting the job, suddenly I was the manager. And it was really weird. And I had about 2 hours of training in dementia. And I said, what is it? I don't know what it is. And they said, oh, well, we're getting these referrals, and we know that people are living still at home, and there's not much stimulation, and they're socially isolated, and all the other kind of blah, blah, blah that you hear all the time. So my job was to go into these people's houses and do some kind of art or stimulation with them. And I thought, okay, what I'll do is I'll get all my bits and pieces together, all my paints and my collage material and all this kind of stuff. And I arrived with this huge kit bag on my first day, and I was like completely weighed down. And I knocked on the door, number 33 Burren Street, an address etched into my mind. And I knocked on the door, and I just didn't know what to expect, because this was, as far as I knew, the first person with dementia that I'd actually met. Little did I know. But actually, I knocked on the door, and there was this lovely, polite voice inside who sounded like the Queen Mother. And she seemed perfectly fine, apart from the fact that she couldn't find the front door. And she said, I'm coming, darling, I'm coming, I'm coming. And I was kind of on the doorstep, shouting through the letterbox, you know, can you come down, I'm here. And it took her about 15 minutes to find the front door. And in that 15 minutes, I probably spent every 10 seconds thinking, I should just turn around and go home. I really should just go home. This is not for me. And eventually, she opened the door, and what I had in front of me was a woman who was obviously very refined, very nice, about 90 years old, and she was completely stark naked, apart from the way that she was wearing a pair of skiing boots, and she had an oven glove in her hand, as if it was the most important thing in the world. And I kind of looked at her, and she looked at me, and I thought, this is probably the right job for me. So I went in, and she said something which at the time seemed ridiculous, which was that the reason she didn't have any clothes on is because somebody had come in and stolen all her clothes and replaced them with the clothes of an old woman. And I thought, well, isn't that strange? So I kind of wrote that down on my hand. And I told my boss when I went back to Age Concern, and she said something like, I'll just ignore. Don't take any notice. It's not very significant. It doesn't really matter.